Welcome to Words of Light with Jim, sponsored by All My Relations in Indianapolis, the largest rock and mineral shop in the Midwest, carrying metaphysical supplies for all spiritual paths.
To be talking about our energy shift that's going on in the planet called Earth, which of course is affecting other planets as well, but primarily since we're talking about the humans that are on the planet being affected by it, that's kind of what we'd like to look at, I'm sure, today. As we know that the planet has been sent into a phenomenal amount of new energy that the human race has experienced for the first time ever. And us, as being humans having previous lifetimes, we have grown accustomed to certain energies and we've gone through them quite well. Now that we have come into a new energy of some kind, we're still learning how to handle it. And many people are not dealing with it very well. So choices like opting out, leaving, taking their own lives, transitioning through illnesses and various means of leaving the planet, because this energy shift has been very intense. Many people are experiencing many changes in their personal lives, including relationships, accepting new responsibilities in their work environment, promotions, or changing careers entirely and directions, moving to other parts of the world or country, experiencing a lot of frustration, and of course, a lot of anger going on as well. And how, because they cannot understand and deal with what they're feeling. It's taken over their lives almost to the point where they don't know how to deal with what's happening. So in their confusion, it's like running in circles. So how to handle that? How do we handle and choose to get through that new energy? Is to say, I can understand and accept my position, that I am comfortable, by giving yourself permission, in a nutshell, to achieve the goal is that I am working and getting through this energy shift. And I am keeping myself in balance as much as I can, because that is crucial to the whole point of making it through this. Because if you cannot keep yourself in balance, then you will be like walking sideways. And of course, I'm sure we have felt that at times in our daily lives, our weekly and environments and home life, dealing with friends, family, significance, and of course even in our work environment, particularly with those people that are taking new responsibilities on. How are we dealing with them? Some of them are overwhelmed and others are handling them quite well, because in some respect, remember, you chose the path to come on this journey experiencing this new energy coming in. You made that choice, believe it or not. So here you are. You're all here for a reason, to help shift the energy that is being sent to us. When you recognize that your purpose is taking on with what? Keeping things in balance, with harmony, and of course, one key word is love, which is definitely challenging sometimes, of course. So if we can focus on simple things like, am I going to make it through today? Yes, I can. I am making it through today. It's like be your own confidence builder, believing in yourself, trusting in yourself, making sure that you understand that you are part of the shift that's going on. And you will understand more about what this shift is all about. It's just accepting that it is happening and you're part of it, and you'll find yourself getting through it. Much of this, of course, if we look around the weather changes, Mother Earth, of course, too, is being affected by this great shift of energy. So she is just like disruptive volcanoes and storms of greater magnitudes than maybe we've encountered in the past, and in some cases, multiple storms. So we have got to be able to deal with them and recognize that in some cases, just like when the hurricanes hit the Caribbean islands, that they pretty much devastated their whole life down there, and they had to make new changes in their environment. So many people have left those islands and relocated to mainlands. Other people are leaving their countries, hoping to find comfort and rest in other places like the United States. They're leaving their countries to get away from their, let's say, problems or challenges, to find peace and love in this location. And they're not always just finding that as being necessarily true, because it's not necessarily always stepping into a new home or life that changes you to the better. It's simply moving into a new space, accepting the fact that you are here for the journey, finding peace within yourself, and you will find yourself step by step getting through the process, knowing that I can do this. I can make it. I'm making it every day. with the best of my abilities and doing the best I can every day. If that's what you can do, and that's all you can do, then do it, because that is part of what we're here for, to help and assist the change of energy that's going in. Of course, the end result, what is going to happen? New things that will come into play. Obvious changes in, let's say, how things are run in the country, like leadership or how our government functions, so don't be surprised. Now, these will not happen instantly. They're a process. There are changes that take time to come into play. But as things are exposed, truths that we would call them, some people have been misled for quite some time as far as how things really are. Why are we being not told the truth? Supposedly to protect us. And in reality, it is true. The masses, the majority of the public, has difficulty dealing with what we call the truth. And part of the shift of energy is learning to deal with the truth. So if we can realize it, that the truth is being exposed, and that's part of what people are not comfortable with. Sometimes we like to have what we call the little pipe dreams, how things really are going, and it's those fairy tale stories we like to hear. So does everybody want to hear the truth? No. Does everybody like the truth? No. So what's going to happen, of course, as this truth unveils itself through people and situations, it's like the cover-up, if you want to use that term. Why was it hidden? Again, supposedly to protect us. Is that a truth? That's what is going to be revealed. Not everything actually is what we might call the truth as we might believe it to be. So if you want to shift into accepting what's happening as a benefit to you, is that a truth? And you probably say sometimes, no, I don't believe it is. But we don't always know what is a benefit to us until it takes time to evolve into that stage later in your life. And these are things that you will find out that will come to transition or pass in time, that you will step into a new energy that tells you your truth, and you'll find the peace that goes with that truth. But it's not necessarily happening for you or the majority of the public or people in the world at this moment in time. As you evolve, you become more consciously aware of what we call, what is my purpose? Of course, many of you already know that your purpose is to be yourself. Is that easy? Sometimes it's not, because the world doesn't want you to be yourself. They want you to be what they tell you to be. And once you recognize that, that's why many people resist or rebel, and then they go against the system. Of course, there's a realistic point of going against the system. If it really hurts you or someone else to go against the system, then I would say check it out, making sure you really are doing what is in the highest and best interest of other people, including your own self. And if it fits accordingly, then it works, then it probably is the truth. Otherwise, it might not be the truth. We have to remember we're still humans, but we are also spiritual beings of light and love as we step into this space of opportunity to change. And that is the greatest gift that we can bring, is ourselves, but our gifts in this moment in time. Thankful that each one of us is participating in this change and shift of energy, opening up our hearts, our minds, to that good that will eventually come and become aware, as it may take time, but that's all relevant to what we call time to the human race, when all in reality is now. We're already there. So if we can visualize and believe that we already are at a place of peace, comfort, joy, happiness, love, and harmony, then we will obtain that now within your own self. That is where it starts. Within you, not outside. So ask yourself, am I there yet? If not, I invite you to do that today. So be it.
Thank you for listening to Words of Light with Jim. Come check out All My Relations in Indianapolis, or go online to allmyrelationsindy.com, the largest rock and mineral shop in the Midwest, carrying metaphysical supplies for all spiritual paths. Words of Light with Jim. Spreading light for your spiritual journey.